brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
The Thunder Report with Oklahoma City Thunder's voice, Matt Pinto, sponsored by ServiceMaster by Eagle Eye. When you have water damage to your home or business, ServiceMaster by Eagle Eye is here to help clean up the mess. Call 405-216-8000 for help. Fast.
The fourth pick in the 2022 NBA draft presented by State Farm goes to the Sacramento Kings. The third pick goes to the Houston Rockets. The second pick will be made by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, man. Matt Pinto joins us every Friday. And, Matt, that was an incredible night for the Thunder organization, for fans. I always say, and I grew up watching the lottery. I remember growing up in the Dallas area, we'd go to the Mavericks watch party and all that stuff. The lottery is always fun unless you have a team in it. And then it's just stressful. You hear the dramatic music in the background, but I mean, what's your initial takeaway after seeing the Thunder pop up at number two?
Well, it's really exciting to recognize they're going to be in the top four once that drama played itself out in the very early stages of the draft lottery. And then you're just, you know, holding every or crossing every appendage possible that they get one of those, you know, top three picks. So to be at number two is phenomenal. It ensures, it would appear, a highly skilled first-year player coming into the fold and, you know, moving forward what this reboot process is all about. So there's a lot of excitement to have two in the lottery. We knew that would be the case, but at 2 and 12, a lot of possibilities are out there for Sam Presti to work with.
Matt, I crossed all appendages, just by the way, so thank you for mentioning that.
Absolutely.
As you know, and everyone who listens to this show, I'm not a man of remarkable restraint. I don't have a lot of restraint, but in this case, it's everything I can do to not ask you, who do you want them to pick? So I'm going to frame it another way, okay? Of these three guys, Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith, Pablo Banchero, I know you do your homework. I know you're probably watching just like we are and have watched all season. Which of those guys is the most NBA ready? Which of those guys do you think will have the most versatile game in the league? And which of those guys do you think has the highest ceiling?
It's going to sound like I'm dodging this, but it's so hard to answer that question. And it's hard to answer the question because Banchero's got what appears to be an NBA-ready body. Jabari Smith has the extended range that is so valued in today's game. You have incredible defensive prowess from a guy that's 7'3" that might still be growing in Chet Holmgren. So they all bring something very different to the table. And I think it comes down to the due diligence that's done, not just about the skill that they offer, but what is their ceiling? What is the makeup of each guy? If that, in fact, are the three that are being considered at number two, there could be others.
Look what you did there.
We don't
me.
Know.
You made me crazier.
I think that, again, I'll convey what Sam Presti has echoed frequently, and that is that it's more about you eliminate guys that don't, for whatever reason, fit what a Thunder basketball player mold would be, and then you go from there, and you assess, you know, what are the specific qualities you seek, what's the frame of mind each of these guys brings into a pro career. Is there a sense that they genuinely want to be here, like Josh Giddey did a season ago? I think all those things, at minimum, factor into how this thing's going to unfold.
I got to say, that was like just masterful level of questioning from Spinozzi right there. Basically, he just asked you to tell us who Sam Presti's taking without asking you who Sam Presti's taking.
I have no clue, so... I can tell you that honestly.
Give me an inkling. Matt, I just give a brother an inkling.
We don't have a lot of time, but you know, the playoffs are going on. We're all very intrigued. Your Celtics are still in it, and I don't know. To me, I'm watching. I think everybody watches the playoffs differently. Here's how I'm watching the playoffs: is Luka Doncic or Jason Tatum the next big star that everyone's going to recognize as the next big star in the NBA? Because that's kind of how I'm watching it. And watching how the Warriors defended Luka, it's the first time in the playoffs where you've kind of gone, okay, well, somebody has finally kind of slowed him down a little bit.
Well, Luka is much more bird-like in that gravity has a hold, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he's not going to soar over guys athletically and move around guys. He's going to, you know, come up with the different tricks. He's strong, so he creates that sliver of space, and then he's got an adaptable game with either hand, going glass, stepping back on the three-point shot, sidestepping on the three-point shot. Whereas Jason Tatum athletically can shoot over guys, and because he has a high release point at 6'9", he can get shots off over virtually anybody. So, again, they're very different players. And Doncic is a better playmaking passer, so his teammates, I think, benefit by his presence probably a little bit more. Tatum is a better defender, far and away. So I'd lean slightly to Tatum at this point because of that. But, I mean, you can't lose with either choice. I think Tatum absolutely, far and away, has the better supporting cast. That's why Boston will be playing for a championship and Dallas won't be.
So you are picking like Warriors-Celtics, right? And
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Were you shocked by Miami last night, the way they played?
Yes and no. The one thing we've talked a little bit about, you know, since the Thunder season ended, Kerry, is that Miami's not overly explosive if you take certain things away from them offensively. And Boston did a masterful job of that last night. I mean, if Miami's not outrunning off of your mistakes, then you can corral them in the half court. And now that Boston has multiple defenders to deal with Jimmy Butler, with Marcus Smart being back, Al Horford doing a good job along with the other big men Boston has on Bam Adebayo, where did he turn to for scoring? They're looking at Gabe Vincent. He's doing his thing. Strus is doing his thing. Tyler Hero's been between their crosshairs. They've shut him down. I just think Boston's a deeper, more gifted defensive team that has more diversity on the offensive end of the floor.
All right, before we get out of here, Matt, I think we were doing some research. We need to have walk-up music for you next time. This is, I think, our selection. I heard Matt Pinto on the draft show the other night, the lottery show, talk about you had just gone to the New Kids concert.
Oh,
so
my God.
We need a review. We need a review from Matt Pinto at the New Kids on the Block show.
Honestly, you know, I was more captivated. Well, first by my bride and her enjoyment of the concert. That absolutely had my attention more than anything else. But Rick Astley and En Vogue, I thought, kind of stole the show. I think they were both really good. So that's my assessment and review of what went down on Monday at Paycom Center.
Okay, before you leave, I can't stop myself. Of those three guys,
I'm going to start interrupting you like Jimbo Fisher is interrupting those guys.
That's what I'm doing to you right now. I can't stop myself. Which one of those guys do you enjoy watching playing basketball the most?
The answer to that question, Spinoza, is yes.
All right.
Yes, I enjoy watching them all play basketball.
Whoever Sam Presti picks is the guy he likes the most. Let's put it that way.
A whole bunch of talk.
No, I mean, look, I get the excitement. I do, and it's thrilling. I mean, it really is to recognize there's an opportunity for an accelerator here with a guy that is going to grow from infancy as an NBA player in the Thunder system, in their culture, in that uniform. And fans are going to fall in love with whoever the pick is. And here we go.
Well, Matt, we'll talk to you in 1 week where Spinoza will find a different way to ask that same question. So
I'm sure of it.
Yourself.
I'll be texting you by Sunday.
Yes. All right, Matt.
We'll just have pre-record a I plead the fifth type statement.
We can do that, Matt, and we can just play it over and over again for you.
Hey, I like the challenge of playing dodgeball with Spinoza. It's fun. It's fun.
Hey, yeah, you keep him on his toes. All right. Hey, Matt, we'll talk to you in 1 week. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Take care, guys.
You too. Matt Pinto.
He's invasive. I hate that.
We'll welcome you to the weekend next.
He likes his job.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.